Two of the latest Jaguars signings saying hello on Thursday afternoon, the re-signed Jason Babin and newly acquired Chris Clements, two veteran Leos in the Gus Bradley and Bob Babich defense. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW, JP Shadrick with you after a hectic first week of free agency here at Everbank Field. The league year started Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's when all football business can begin, including free agency, trading, and the rest. The Jaguars were players early and often this week. It all started right after 4 o'clock Tuesday. GM Dave Caldwell dealt quarterback Blaine Gabbert to the 49ers, ending a turbulent Jags career for the former first-round pick. Offensive coordinator Jed Fish on Jaguars.com Live Wednesday said Gabbert handled the situation like a pro.
And it really came down to the fact that he handled it like such a professional. And he was an awesome backup and in terms of helping Chad prepare. And he came in every day ready to play.
The free agency signing started Wednesday. Former Bucs outside linebacker Dakota Watson was the first to join the team, and only minutes later, former Broncos Zane Beadle signed and immediately became the starting left guard for the Jags.
They know the pieces that they want to put together, and I think they want to build this thing for the long haul and plug in some guys in certain areas that can really help bring this team along, and hopefully I can be one of those guys for this organization.
Caldwell ended the day with the signing of running back Toby Gerhart, and after 4 years in the shadow of Adrian Peterson, he has a chance to shine in Jacksonville.
Over the last couple years, I've got a chance to learn from the best, and watch how Adrian carries himself, how he prepares, and really helped me improve as a player. And going into free agency now, I felt like it was an opportunity for me to go out and show what I can do.
On Thursday, the attention turned to the defensive line, inking three up front. Former Steelers Ziggy Hood joined the club, and then the Jaguars re-signed Leo end Jason Babin, who said he enjoyed his brief stint as a free agent.
I did want to, enjoy it a little bit and, maybe treat it like a fine lady, just take my time. I really enjoy the chase.
And wrapping up a busy 2 days, only 24 hours after being cut by the Seahawks, defensive end Chris Clements followed his Seattle teammate Red Bryant to Jacksonville, partly for a chance to play closer to his family in Georgia.
That's one of the main things. Been on the West Coast for so long. My family never got a chance to come out and see a game, so now with them being closer, they get a chance to come and see games.
You're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. So they get a chance to come see games now. My nephew never got a chance to come see a game, so he's turning 5 next month.
Nice.
So I know he'll be excited.
Well, obviously a lot going on around Everbank Field this week. We're joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You're about the only one that didn't sign with the team this week, it seems like.
Are you tired this week, JP?
It's been tough. A crazy one. Yeah, I know you are.
Well, yeah, and it's been a long week, and I'm not sure. I think people knew they were going to be active. I'm not sure people thought they were going to be this active. And, boy, if you look at it, it really looks like, I don't know if it's a new franchise, but a new team and a whole lot of new faces next year.
And, 6 new signings this week alone, and it's not over yet, maybe. The draft coming up as well. Right now, 11 picks. Like you said, a lot of new faces even still to come.
Well, I'm real into math, and that's at least 17, right? And it's in different spots. Defensive line is going to look drastically different. I think offensive line is going to look even more different by the time the draft's over with than it does right now. I think you'll see the linebacker core look a lot different. It's going to be a new-looking team, but I think this franchise has the direction that it wants to go, and I think that's really what we learned a lot this week.
Let's get to where this really started on Wednesday with the signings. Mm-hmm. It started really with Beatles at left guard coming in to start right away at that position.
Well, and I think some people might have thought there was going to be more happen on the interior, but they wanted this guy. They wanted a veteran to put next to Luke Jokoi, and that's what they're excited about. They're losing Brad Meester, so you need a veteran guy in there. This guy's a smart guy. Peyton Manning said he's one of the smartest offensive linemen he's played with. That's high praise. So now you've got a guy next to Jokoi. That's a team that's going to be that team on that side moving forward.
And then in the backfield, Toby Gerhart comes down from the Minnesota Vikings and should start at running back.
He's interesting because he hasn't played a whole lot. He's been behind Adrian Peterson. But if you look at his stats, a lot of yards per carry, not a lot of mileage there. So he's one of those guys that maybe they targeted that not everybody was talking about, could be a very good signing as you go forward with that position.
And of course, Dakota Watson was the other signing on Wednesday, starting the defensive trend. And of course, on Thursday, it was all defensive line with Hood and Babin re-signing and Clemens coming in. Quite a theme yesterday.
Well, and don't overlook Watson. I heard Jeff Loggeman talk on one of our radio shows. He may be one of the guys that shows up that maybe people aren't talking about this week, not a huge name, but he may be a guy that once this is all over within a couple of years, you look back and say, boy, that was a good pick. He's going to rush a little bit, maybe more versatile, and maybe another one of those guys who's really ready to step up as they join a new team.
So, John, what's next from here in terms of free agency and moving forward?
Right?
Is that even in the vocabulary?
I'm not sure in terms of free agency if they're going to be that active going forward. I think you maybe take a break. There's some pro days next week. You're going to see Dave and Gus at those. I think you sort of take a breath and see what the market's going to bear. The big money spending, the big high profile, the big frenzy, I think that was this week. You might see a move or two, but I think right now it's more get ready for the draft.
Speaking of pro days, we'll be at some pro days next week. We'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the University of Louisville Pro Day, including a guy named Teddy Bridgewater. You might have heard of him. We'll be live on Monday the 17th right here on Jaguars.com. Also planning to be in Orlando at Central Florida's Pro Day for Blake Bortles. So a lot coming up this coming week.
It's going to be a good week. This is something we haven't done before, but with these high-profile guys coming up, the Jaguars hold the number three pick. Not sure where they're going to go with that, but we're going to be right on top of it.
Well done all week. I know you're busy.
So are you, JP. I appreciate the help.
For John Osier, JP Shadrick, that'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.